This is the Cache Community Band, which has been around for 40 years, playing in a building which has been around for 100 years. Elite Hall in Hiram, Utah has a rare dance floor with a lot of character under its surface. It's one of only two left in Utah built with a spring floor. What is a spring floor? Well, it literally gives a dance floor spring. Here's how it works. Under the hardwood floor, wood planks were laid across each other. Imagine a woven basket pattern almost. Then the hardwood floor was placed over the top to distribute the weight evenly across the floor. The result is a floor that literally bounces. So, for the 50 or so dancers here tonight, dressed up and swing dancing, part of the fun is, in fact, the floor. According to Sean Anderson, who runs events at Elite Hall.
It's not too bouncy that you're flying around in the air, but it's also just bouncy enough. It has enough spring. It lets you dance better.
Samantha Wilhelm agrees.
It's kind of a subtle bounce, but it's a bounce.
The music from the band can be felt through vibrations in the floor, all the way on the other end of the room. That rhythm and the beat of the other dancers makes the dancing experience even more unique.
People that are new to dancing can come and feel the beat even if they have no idea how to dance.
The city plans to renovate the building to keep it around for years to come. Part of the renovation includes changing the blue paint on the outside to better reflect the original color of the building. Also, all the walls will eventually be replaced. The city is raising money to pay for this costly restoration, and it's worth it to those who say this place is full of memories.
You talk to any old person here in Hiram, they'll tell you exactly what memories they had here at the Elite Hall.
And it connects these younger dancers with the past, according to Greg Ostermiller.
It's just a great opportunity for us to kind of live in how our grandparents or our past families lived.
The music can help with that too. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.